This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, 560 The Joe, Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. Where you at? It's Dan Day. Hit me up, social media, at Dan Day Radio. That is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. If I sound a little bit strange today, it's because, yeah, I got my second dose of the vaccination yesterday, and immediately my arm started hurting, and I just started deteriorating. But I've heard it's only about 24, 36 hours, and I'll be okay. So I'm powering through it. And I've got a long way to go because when I finish here, I'm heading straight to Duffy's in Plantation around 8 o'clock. We do trivia night, so you're welcome to come see me flounder about there. We're going to flounder around with the Joe Rose Show in just a little bit, talking hoops with Brian Geltzeiler. Greeny, they're looking at the point spreads for week one in the NFL. Then Hawk and Crowder, they're going through the Dolphins' schedule with a fine-tooth comb. Right now, let's go through the headlines. The Dolphins' 2021 schedule has been released. Some games of note include opener September 12th against the Pats, October 10th at Tampa Bay, and then Miami heads to New Orleans to play the Saints December 27th. Victor Oladipo will have surgery on his right quadricep today, thus ending his season. The Heat continue on as they face the 76ers tonight at 7:30. Jesus Aguilar hit his ninth road home run of this early season last night as the Marlins down the D-backs 3-2. The two finish their four-game series tonight at 9:40. Inter Miami were blanked by Montreal last night at Drive Pink Stadium 2-0. Bjorn Johnson scored two goals in the first half. The UEFA Champions League final between Chelsea and Man City has been moved from Istanbul to FC Porto Stadium in Spain. The move has been made because British citizens are not allowed to travel to Turkey, so both clubs' fans would have trouble attending the match. After winning the Kentucky Derby and being accused of doping, Medina Spirit will run at this weekend's Preakness from the third position. If he wins and is stripped of his title, bettors who put money on the horse will still get their winnings. The AT&T Byron Nelson tournament has begun today in Texas. The winner will take home share of $8 million. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Now, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. A 28-year-old woman has been arrested after posting as a student at an area high school and promoting her Instagram. Who is the new girl? My hot mess of the day, that's who that is. A woman claims to be going around and saying that she can't afford things in an attempt to get the items for free. Is that considered panhandling? A British woman was questioned by police after she threw out a fake corpse from Halloween. Officials investigated only to find it was, in fact, fake. Yeah, but where does she hide and dispose of the real bodies? A Houston area man who fled from police with an escaped tiger has been captured. Now both are behind bars. Get behind all the sports you need to know in the morning, 6 to 10 with the Joe Rose Show. They get you some hoops action with the guy that knows it all, Brian Geltzeiler, right here. How deep can the Heat go? They ask the question. Also, do the Lakers and Nets have enough time to make a playoff run? And who is Geltzy's MVP?
On Twitter, at Hoops Critic, our buddy Brian Geltzeiler going to join us here for a couple minutes. Brian, we're getting to the nitty-gritty here with the NBA last couple games before the play-in tournament. We got down here tonight, Philadelphia, Miami. I got to ask you this. There's three games left for them. They're 1.5 up on Brooklyn. You play Embiid tonight, then let him sit the last two games if you win. How does Philly handle that, trying to get the one seed?
Well, first of all, yeah, I would agree with you, Zach. I think that if you're Philadelphia, you can lock that one seed up and get Embiid a couple of games down. I think you want to do that. With all that said, I think you want to be careful there, too. They're in a great rhythm. They're playing wonderful basketball, and you don't want to break too much of that. But I don't think sitting Embiid for two games just to mitigate injury risk, especially with his injury history and how much he means to what they do. Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. If you can get that win, lock up the number one seed, you're in good shape from there if you're Philadelphia. Because let's face it, the one seed in the East means everything. Because you don't have to beat two of the other two teams with the Nets and the Bucks. So for Philly, they're only going to face one of the Nets or the Bucks. They're going to knock each other out. And listen, not to say that whoever they're going to get in the second round is going to be easy, but it's not going to be as difficult as having to go through both the Nets and the Bucks to get to an NBA final. The other point about Philly that's important to note, the second best home team in the NBA. So having home court in the throughout the Eastern Conference playoffs is going to be a great, great benefit to them as well. And that's something that they've put a lot of value on from the jump. And they've played very well against inferior competition. And that's not meant as an insult. That's meant as a team that is taking care of their business when it's time to take care of their business. That's a tribute to the job that Doc Rivers has done. Just, you know, everybody's talking about Quinn Snyder and Monty Williams and Tom Thibodeau. And all three of those guys have done amazing jobs with their teams. Doc's right there with them with what he's done with these Sixers.
Gelsey, your take on the Miami Heat, who have all of a sudden got healthier and playing pretty good basketball. How deep can they go?
Well, I think the issue you're going to have here, Joe, is, again, getting in the 4-5 series, I think, is very important for Miami. You know, as well as Miami played in the bubble last year against Milwaukee, this is a different, more versatile Milwaukee team that will give this Miami team fits. So if I'm Miami, getting in the 4-5 is very important. Now, again, you play this if you're able to get out of a 4-5, and it looks like, you know, Atlanta is likely to be in there, but we got to see what happens with New York. That's with the last two games coming up for all those teams, going to be interesting how that shakes out. But the 4-5 is an advantage. So if they can jump into the 4-5, I think that for Miami, they got a decent chance to get to the second round. I will say this about the potential 4-5 matchups for Miami. I like an Atlanta matchup much better for them than I like a New York matchup. Just because Miami, as good as they are skill-wise, as much as they like to play Bam in the middle and four perimeter guys, there's a grindy aspect to how Miami plays. Always has been. It's part of the identity of the organization. The Knicks do that grind really, really well. And the Knicks, who have a lot of versatility themselves in terms of lineups they can choose and guys they can put out there, I think that can cause major problems for Miami. I don't know that Miami would have the right kind of defender for Derrick Rose. I think that becomes a problem. So I think that you look at the Miami-New York matchup, and I think it's a tad problematic for the Heat. The Heat can end up, I don't care, home or not home, in a 4-5 with the Atlanta Hawks. I give them a really good chance of advancing and to get Philly all they can handle in the second round.
Gelsey, don't you think the Heat, though, just have a better overall team, have better shooters, better players overall? It just, to me, looks like just have a better team than the Knicks.
Jill, I'll say this. I think talent for talent, player for player, they do. Very few teams in this league defend like the New York Knicks defend. Miami hasn't this year.
Nope.
New York is up in your grill on every single touch. Their whole thing is to make nothing easy for you. So I look at guys like Robinson and Hero and Dragic, who are guys that can make shots and score. The Knicks have a way of taking them out of their game. And yes, Miami has a guy that I would think would be one of the better Julius Randle defenders in the league, and Bam Adebayo, and that would make things tough. But by the same token, you know, Jimmy's going to have to guard R.J. Barrett. That's not going to be easy. Barrett has been a tremendous player since the month of February, shooting well in excess of 40% from three since then, and with all the athleticism in the world. Kid's 20 years old. He's absolutely terrific. Talent for talent, player for player. You're absolutely right, Joe. However, one other thing you got to keep in mind about Miami, again, they've played better lately. But this is not the same Miami team as you had last year in the bubble. There is some long-term fatigue that appears to be weighing this team down a little bit. And I think it's going to rear its head with Miami here in the playoffs. I think it's going to rear its head with the L.A. Lakers in the playoffs only having a six-week offseason. I think one of the reasons you've seen Boston play as bad as they have is because they only had an eight-week offseason. And even with Denver, Jamal Murray injured, you know, it's they've gone and gotten some new blood with Aaron Gordon. I don't know about Denver coming up in these playoffs. I do think that last season and the short turnaround factors very, very big for the two teams that went to the finals, and even if you spill over to the two teams that went to the conference finals.
Well, Gelsey, I'm glad you brought up the Lakers because it's exactly what the NBA thought of when they were thinking of the play-in tournament, right? We're going to get the Lakers and the Warriors in that play-in tournament. This is exactly what they wanted, right? This is crazy because I still think the Lakers and the Warriors, even with Memphis and San Antonio playing good, they are Memphis playing pretty good the last couple of games, but the Lakers and Warriors still going to be, in my mind, the 7-8 seed when the whole play-in tournament's done. Do you think that, or do you think San Antonio or Memphis could sneak up and knock one of those two teams out?
No, Zach, I think you're going to get the Lakers and the Warriors, especially with how well the Warriors have been playing lately. I mean, the Warriors went earlier this week, two nights in a row, where they beat the one seed and the two seed in the Western Conference. I mean, they and right now what was interesting in how they did it against Phoenix was Curry had an off game. Andrew Wiggins dominated the game. Andrew Wiggins was fantastic. And we're finally seeing with him some of the potential that he flashed that people thought would make him so great in playing in a really good culture and a really good context with Curry and Draymond Green. So, to me, I like Memphis. They grind. They work. And I didn't expect them to be here again this year, but they're here. With all that said, I think they're kind of outclassed in a one. And in a one and done, anything can happen. But I can't imagine, because I do think the Lakers beat the Warriors in that first play-in, and they get the seven. And then I think with the Warriors and the Grizzlies, I mean, it'll be interesting, and it'll be fun watching Curry and Morant go at it. But I think I agree with you. I think you're going to get the Lakers and the Warriors. And by the way, Adam Silver's going to be thrilled as long as the Lakers and the Warriors are the two teams that get in. Because he's getting essentially getting a play-in. When they drew up the play-in, they had no idea they were going to have a play-in game this year where they had LeBron James on one side and Steph Curry on the other. Right. Whatever it is, Adam Silver's going to be pretty happy that day.
The other side of this we talked about earlier this morning is four of the best players have been physically injured and one mentally injured, with Harden, Kyrie, KD, LeBron, and AD missing so many games. How's anybody to know all of a sudden, well, it's the playoffs, we're not going to be injured? These guys have been banged up a ton. Do they play through it in the playoffs? What do you think happens? And do you expect them to still play each other in the finals?
I do. Well, first of all, I don't think the Lakers are going to the finals. I haven't felt that from the beginning of the season. Nothing I've seen has made me believe that. I think the fatigue factor from last year is far too great. So I think you'll see Davis and James in the playoffs, and I think they'll win the play-in. And I think they may even win a round or two. I really do. I just don't know that they can go the whole way at this point. It's a huge commitment when that happens. When you get into the playoffs here, no games are easy. Now, again, getting to your point about injuries, there's no back-to-backs in the playoffs. And I think that's going to be helpful for Kevin Durant. I think that's going to be helpful for James Harden. I think that's going to be helpful for Anthony Davis and LeBron James.
Right.
By the same token, the level of play that you're going to have to sustain, and keep one thing in mind about the Lakers, they will not have a playoff series where they have home court advantage at all. Mm-hmm. So think about this scenario for the Lakers, Joe, right? The Lakers now, their best case scenario is to end up in a draw with the LA Clippers, so they can end up actually playing at home for an entire series. And think about how good the Clippers are. Three seed in the conference this year. And they're probably not going to get to the two. And I don't think they're going to slip to the four either with Denver behind them. But the Lakers now, where it was, you know, play the Clip, hopefully avoid the Clippers in the conference finals like last year and be able to go to the finals. Now it's, we need to get the Clippers just so we can sleep in our own beds. Like that's the spot the Lakers have put themselves in. So I don't think the Lakers are going to the finals. Listen, I still think the Brooklyn Nets are going to the finals. I worry about their ability to get stops when they need stops. And I'll say this. Listen, Harden being there changes things for them when he's healthy, just because they're literally unstoppable offensively. What he does for that team offensively is absolutely incredible. My problem is when I watch them play the Bucks, last week, two games in a row, they couldn't get stops late in the game. They had no answer for Giannis, and we know if they play Philly, they're going to have no answer for Embiid. And that kind of makes all of it a little bit of a crapshoot. You can go score 140, but if you can't get stops and you need stops, that's a problem. And when I look up and down Brooklyn's roster, there's not a ton of really good individual defenders there. I mean, Kyrie's played over his head on that end of the floor. No one's going to mistake him for a stopper. As good as Durant is defensively, do you really want him having to spend all those minutes guarding Giannis? I mean, that's kind of your solution. Blake Griffin doesn't really guard anybody very well. For all of what James Harden does as a post defender, he's still very limited on that end of the floor. You know, Bruce Brown's their best defensive player. They're going to play him 21 to 23 minutes a game at most. So I worry about Brooklyn's ability to get stops, and I will say this. I'm still picking Brooklyn to go to the finals. But there's something different about this Milwaukee team personnel-wise, style of play-wise, than we've seen the prior 2 years.
Brian, Joel Embiid MVP. Who's your MVP choice this year?
Nikola Jokic. I know it's been a different kind of year, Zach.
Right.
I don't know that you can give a guy MVP for missing 20 games. And
right,
I had a conversation a few weeks ago with Naismith Hall of Fame writer Bob Ryan, who knows history of the game better than anybody you'll ever speak to. And he talked about, I think it was 78 Bill Walton had missed in excess of 20 games, 22, 23 games. And Walton was still won the MVP. And the reason Bob said that he won the MVP is that year there was really no other viable candidate. So if you're going to hand this to Embiid, and after missing the games that he's missed, you have to look at it and say, well, is there another viable candidate? Jokic has been amazing. They haven't missed a beat since they lost Jamal Murray. And granted, it's only a 4 seed. We like to give them to teams that are in the top 3 seeds. They're a game back of the Clippers. I'm not quibbling about that. The guy's been amazing this year. Listen, I talked a lot last year at this time about what Nikola Jokic would be if he ever got himself in shape. Well, this is it. He's in shape. And he looks terrific. He's a better defensive player than he's ever been. Not the greatest defensive player in the world, but certainly passable. But offensively, he's special. He's, you know, Bob Ryan said to me, he watched Walton play his whole career. This is the greatest passing big man he's ever seen. I think Jokic has had that kind of year. And I think when you take a look at the totality of what he's done, not missing games, I think we have to honor that. And listen, I wouldn't go penalize guys for missing games when you look at an all NBA. But when it comes to MVP, availability, you know, is the best ability. And Jokic has been there night in and night out for that team. I have to go with Jokic.
Good stuff. Brian, really appreciate you coming on, buddy. Thank you. Great stuff.
Always my pleasure, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Anytime, guys, and we'll talk soon. Take care.
Well, it looks like Jokic is going to win that MVP. Well-deserved. It's good to see different people winning the MVP in the NBA, not the same guys every single year. Reward them. Going to reward you next with some Greeny talking to NFL games and point spreads on the way here on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. Hola, it's Dan Day. Got that second vaccination yesterday at Hard Rock Stadium, and it has been even worse than I thought it was going to be. I'm not going to lie to you. I am toughing it out. But hey, look, if I had manual labor to do, maybe I wouldn't be here. But I'm having fun with you. So, of course, I'm going to tough it out. I'm a man. I can be man. Tough it out. Be strong. Got vaccinated. 2 weeks from now, a little bit better. Just a little bit better. It's always better with Greeny weekdays from 10 to noon right here on 560 The Joe. Here they're breaking down week one of the NFL and the point spreads.
Let's predict what the point spreads are going to be or should be. Cowboys at Buccaneers. What a fascinating opener that is. They went all in. Look, the league is not fooling around, right? Dallas is box office no matter where you put them, no matter what week. You're going to get 100 trillion people watching that first Thursday night game no matter what. They're putting Dallas there. They're not taking any chances. Cowboys with Dak back. Bucks with everybody back. What should the line be?
Buccaneers a 5-point favorite. Bucks minus 5, I say.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Only minus 5.
Minus 5.
Bubba, many may not know, had a long and successful career working for various Las Vegas casinos, setting the point spreads, and actually was so successful that he had to leave that at some point due to boredom and launched his now successful career in radio production. Dallas at Tampa. Bubba, what's the number?
I'm going to go minus 4.5.
He's a crazy Cowboy fan. That's insane. Pound the point. I mean, I'm giving that all day long.
You want a touchdown?
Oh, yes. Nuno, your thoughts?
Actually, I was going to go Bucks 3.5.
Three and a half?
I'm telling you, yes.
Have any of you watched the Dallas Cowboys play football? Let me say this.
Upset City, baby.
I'll say this, okay? You got Tom Brady and all of them on one side. The Cowboys are banking on Dan Quinn being the greatest and most impactful coach in the history of sports. You Cowboy fans are hilarious to me. The Bucs should be a touchdown favorite in that game. The Bucs are a touchdown better than the Cowboys stink. What is the matter with you people? Did you watch them play last year? They stunk when Dak was healthy.
Well, week one lines are always compromised in Vegas. It is worth noting.
I understand that. But if you're going to give me Tampa minus 4.5, mm-hmm. I'm going to bet you my shoes, and they're expensive.
They're nice shoes.
On the Cowboys, and I'm giving the points. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Here's the next question I have for you on week one. Bears at Rams is the Sunday night game. Let me come to you, Bubba. Because Bubba was also, after his career in Vegas, but before he came to radio, he actually worked for a while as an assistant coach for various NFL teams and might have had to have made decisions like these. Does the fact that you are opening against Aaron Donald in any way influence your decision on whether you start Justin Fields week one or not?
No.
It does not.
I think if you think he's ready, you think he's ready.
You've waited 121 years to finally get a quarterback. Now you're going to get him broken in half in his very first game by number 99.
If you think he's ready, you got to throw him out there. You can't be fearful of the other team. Just
listen,
Aaron Donald.
Can I just say this? There's ready, and then there's Aaron Donald ready. Okay, there are things I'm ready for in life.
He's pretty good. I agree.
And then there are other things I'm a little bit less ready for. Not only that, that's a loss no matter how you slice it. I don't care who the starting quarterback is. You're going to L.A. to open up that season, that stadium and everything with the fans in it and everything else. Hemba, what's the number on that game, Bears at Rams? Give me a prediction.
I'm going to say Rams minus 3.5. What say you?
Are you – we're 3.5.
It's 8.5.
Nuno.
Yeah, I was looking at like 9 on that game.
No way.
The Rams are a legit Super Bowl contender. Uh-huh. The Bears are starting a rookie quarterback.
Rams
in his
minus
first,
6.5.
I would say a touchdown,
okay.
Too.
So you're taking the over there, too?
I would definitely giving those points. The Jets at Sam Darnold. What a fascinating opener that is. The league is sneaky. Like, you take the Jets, who are a team that, you know, they have their fans, but they're not necessarily a very interesting team to everybody. You have the Panthers, who I think could wind up being very good, but they're not a very interesting team to everybody. Go ahead. Let's make it Zach Wilson versus Sam Darnold week one at Carolina. I'm starting with Nuno this time. Nuno, give me a number. Jets at Panthers week one, 1 o'clock game.
I would say 5.5. Panthers favored by 5.5.
Bubba, which side of that you taking?
Panthers minus 3.
All right, so my point is, if I gave you Panthers minus 5.5, you're taking the Jets with the points?
Oh, I'm just telling you what I think the line is going to be.
That's a good answer, kid.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm just telling you as an odds maker what the line will be.
Hembo, which side? I think it's going to be something in that neighborhood. I think it's going to be between a field goal and a touchdown, depending on how things look in preseason, which we will have mm-hmm. this year. And if Zach Wilson looks good in preseason, I think that could be a field goal game. If Zach Wilson doesn't look good in preseason, that could be more like 5.5 or 6. Which way would you lean if the line is something in that neighborhood?
I'm going to say Panthers -4. I think these numbers are going to be smaller than we're suspecting.
All right, we're going to get them soon, right? I mean, they're coming out in the next little while.
I am told that will be the case, yes.
Is that correct? We'll see what happens when we start getting these lines in here, and I'm looking forward to seeing those. I've got the Jets in that game. I've got the Jets, by the way, 13-4. As we prepare for the schedule to come out tonight, I managed to go over all of their games. They've got now they get like one of their road, quote-unquote, road games mm-hmm. is in London. That's an advantage. Right?
How so?
You're not playing a true road game. It's a road game for both teams now. They play the Falcons 9:30 a.m. Eastern on October 10th. That's a win. That's a huge advantage there. You're not playing a road game. I'm looking at the improvements that they're going to make on defense with the coach, all the different pieces they brought in on offense. And Zach, I trust. I think 13-4 seems reasonable. Tell me I'm wrong.
I think you're wrong. Okay. I think 4-13 is a little closer to what I was expecting you to say.
One more, then. Let me give you one more for everybody. You know what? And can I just mention quickly, if you want to get rid of those black streaks on your roof with spray and forget, it's as easy as literally spraying and forgetting about it. Spray and forget. It's that easy. Here's something else that's going to be easy.
The Browns are going to shake up the world week one. Bubba, give me your thoughts on this. They're going to Kansas City, and the Browns are going to unleash the best draft pick in the entire draft. I'm telling you, the best pick in the entire draft, based on where he went, is going to be a kid named Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, who was basically a missile, who fell in the draft into the second round because there were some questions on the medical. Obviously, if those wind up being such that he doesn't play, that's what that is. But if he does play, they've added Jadeveon Clowney. They took Greg Newsome, a terrific corner in the first round. They took Owusu-Koramoah, who is the steal of the draft in the second round. I believe the Cleveland Browns, you could make an argument, have the most talented roster, top to bottom, in the entire National Football League. The question mark is, where do you put the quarterback? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you put the Bucs ahead of them for overall talent because Brady versus Baker right now feels like so one-sided. Kansas City, Patrick, all that. If you believe in Baker, I think the Browns might have man for man as much talent as any team in the sport. I got this one for you, Bubba. Browns are going to go into Kansas City and win straight up week one. What do you think?
I like it.
He likes it.
Let's do it.
Bubba likes it, which makes me reconsider my pick.
What's your guess on the line for that one?
I think Kansas City will be... You're now making me think these lines are all going to be thinner than I'm expecting them to be.
But they stretch for KC. They stretch for KC because they score so many points.
Games in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Same as I said before, between a field goal and a touchdown, something in the neighborhood of 5.5 points.
I was going to say six. So I think
6 points.
There.
So we'll see what that winds up being. Anyway, I love this. I'm so glad that we have this.
Nothing like some extremely early point spreads. I was actually talking to some people at my trivia night last night, 26 Degree Brewing in Pompano Beach. Tonight, I'm going to be at Duffy's in Plantation at 8 o'clock. But a lot of people were talking about what road trip they wanted to go on with the Dolphins. And the 3 leaders, New Orleans, that's because it's New Orleans. I would like to make that road trip. And it's a couple days after Christmas. Nashville, because it's Nashville, and you can pretty much spend New Year's there. And then the other one is Vegas, because it's Vegas. It's always a celebration in Vegas in that new stadium. Oh, man. Oh, road trips. They are absolutely the best. Going to take a trip with Hawk and Crowder next, talking about that Dolphins schedule here on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Baby, 560 The Joe, Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. How do you do? I am Dan Day. Social media me up at Dan Day Radio. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I would be on OnlyFans, but there's no demand for that. As soon as there's a demand for OnlyFans, I will be right there. I don't know if I'll be right there. It's always right there with Hawk and Crowder. They're going through the Dolphins schedule with a fine-tooth comb. Hawk is saying 17-0, and he's talking about New Yorkers.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent?
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in to bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that be bringing along.
Into the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options. I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes. I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone. I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless? Oh, no. That's a traitor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
I'm the token boy.
Yeah, buddy. Da, da, ya, 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 da, 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 da. Da.
That flow to start the show. Like it.
Bring us in right. That's
bring
I'm
us
talking.
In right.
Yes.
Dolphin schedule's out, Crowder. Have you gone over the schedule with a fine-tooth comb?
I have. Have you? Because you usually have a funny assessment of these schedules.
Well, I try not to make it funny. I try to be honest. I look through the game. So I started going over it last night. They opened at New England. We kind of knew that yesterday during the show. That game had leaked. And then they're home against Buffalo. Then they go on the road to Vegas. And I think I'll go on the road to Vegas, just as an aside. Then they're home against the Colts. Then they go to the Super Bowl champions, Tampa. Then they host Jacksonville and Atlanta. Then they go to Buffalo. And they're home against Houston and Baltimore. Well, whatever. I'm only in week 10, but I did it, and they're 17-0.
It's usually 16-0. They're 17-0 now. They have the extra game.
I know. Yeah. Required a little extra thinking this time, and I had to go over some extra notes and stats. Solana was kind enough to provide me with the plus-minus of the Heat. Huh? And I was able to figure out that they're going 17-0. So very exciting. And what do they have? I see here they've got a 9:30 a.m. game, which...
Oh, that's the London one?
Yeah. And you do the pregame, right? Have they... Are you definitely doing the pregame again?
Well, it would start at 5:30.
5:30.
Yeah, I have to discuss that with the brass.
All right.
Yeah, I don't get up there.
They've got a Thursday night game, I see, on November 11th, and they've got a Monday night game on December 27th. So a couple of prime timers, a London game, a couple of 4 o'clocks. Yeah, man, 17-0. I mean, who can complain about a 17-0 schedule, right?
they don't got no soft schedule now. They just they pulled a hell of a schedule this season.
Just saying, 17-0. Did you get the same outcome that I did?
No, I didn't. There's some tough ones on there. The Bills, the Buccaneers. You brought it up. The Raiders aren't going to be sorry. Like, yeah, I don't have them 17-0. Maybe Solana? 15-2, maybe something.
Got
like
them
that.
At 17-0, Solana.
I really haven't gone through the games like that.
Because you're still concentrating on FIU, Long Island University. I'm guessing you haven't had a chance to really delve into pro football.
Actually, no. So the first thing I do, and I really focus on it, 1 to 2 days after the Dolphins schedule releases, I check for the bye week. And this season, it's week 14, actually the latest ever in franchise history. So I'm looking for vacations already for that week. I'll focus on vacations.
I look at the before we had the simulcast, I would look at the primetime games going, all right, I'm off at 4:30 that day. Now it doesn't work so much with the simulcast. But so the bye week is December 12th. Ooh, and then you got to figure even the following week is a home game against the Jets. Listen. You don't want to be in South Florida when all these Jets fans start arriving, all right? I'm just giving you a little South Florida life hack here. You know, it's Bob from I forgot my own bit. where do I always have the guys from New York? I can't even remember my own bit.
Hoboken.
It's not Hoboken. First of all, it's not even in New York, Hoboken. Hoboken. I want to say Rikers Island, but it's not Rikers Island
it's
either.
Not, it's a sillier name than all of those. Some Sassaguan.
I cannot believe that. Someone texted in 786-360-790. What? Where's my damn bit?
Abuelo Hawk. Abuelo Hawk strikes
again. It is. Abuelo. Abuelo is striking again. Although you chimed in with Hoboken, Abuela. So let's not get carried away.
Ride over the river, whatever.
That's a very good Northeast little saying right there. A little ride over the river. That was nice. What is it? It's like the Bronx, but what do I say?
If you say it, I'll know it. But
I mean, we're all going to know it. And I know the texts here are going to pop in a second, and it's going to be another.
But Huck, you said when the Jets fans get here, bro, they live here. They're here all the time.
Far Rockaway. Thank you, everybody.
There you go.
Far Rockaway. I feel so bad. I mean, a zillion texts all come in at once, Far Rockaway, and then one text from my friend John Keller that just says Massapequa. Get out of here, Keller. Far Rockaway.
Hey,
Far
Hawk, Rockaway. They live amongst us. Don't
I know,
act like
but
they fly
really,
in.
But they really come out during a Jets game at Hard Rock Stadium. I'm just saying, if you want to plan like a 2 week holiday vacation, you know, the bye week followed by a game where the Dolphins are hosting the Jets, head for Z Hills. You take a nice little 2 week holiday. It'll be Christmas break for kids that are in school. All the New Yorkers are coming down here for Christmas break anyway. So I know they're amongst us, but the Jets fan, oh my goodness, this Christmas, a lump of coal in everyone's stocking. There's a Jets game in South Florida over Christmas week.
Oh, my God. I'm here from Far Rockaway. I came in. You don't have good water down here.
Oh.
Yeah, all right, then go back. Go get the good water. Like, we don't care. Go ahead. Yeah, but I flew all the way in from Far Rockaway. You can tell by my undershirt.
I know, but if you just wear the undershirt as a shirt, is it an undershirt? Or it's just a shirt at this point?
This is a uniform in Far Rockaway. I'm here for the Dolphin Jets game. I send regards from Fireman Ed. He visited us in Far Rockaway.
Oh, already my stomach is turning.
But don't you like being there so that you can feel the hate that they have for you after the loss, though?
No, they're disgusting people.
The bragging rights of walking out smiling at them and shaking your head in a Dolphin jersey. I'm petty, man. Oh, you're not petty, Hawk. I'm petty.
I don't want to be anywhere near these Jets fans, these Far Rockaway. I
came all the way down at Far Rockaway. You know, I love the weather, but the bread is no good because your water's no good.
Huh? What are you talking about? They have schools in Far Rockaway? What the hell are you talking about?
School of hard knocks, kid.
All right, move on, undershirt.
Hard knocks, I like how you said.
School of hard knocks, kid.
All right. Move on. Get your undershirt away.
I don't know about you, but I love Hawk's impressions. Always making me laugh. Always having a good time. I am going to get to Duffy's in Plantation, do some trivia. Clive, Ron, the whole team out there always having fun. Nikki's the manager. Just come on by. We'll do some trivia. I'll try to survive the second vaccination that I've gotten. And then I'll go home and try to get some sleep. Get back tomorrow because I've heard tomorrow I will be A-OK, right as rain. It's going to be OK tomorrow because it's going to be a feel-good Friday right here, starting at 6 o'clock with another edition of 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Later, slug.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.